Chapter 7, The Antelope That Turned to Stone.
The antelope fell asleep, and in her dream, she again peered inside of the golden net. She looked, and suddenly found that the three antelopes she met weren't there anymore. They disappeared. Oh my, I was just talking to them and they asked me if I loved myself. And they had big, round eyes. And the third antelope had the kindest eyes I've ever seen. Where are you? Where are you guys? I can't believe it, but where did you all go? And just then, she decided to skip along the three paths. One straight one, the second one on the right, and the third on the left. She skipped on the right road quickly, quickly. And she found on the path so many different sweet-eyed creatures. But among them, as carefully as she looked, she couldn't find not one antelope of her own. And so she leaped again, farther and farther. Tickety-dum, tickety-dum, tickety-dum. To the left path. She skipped along, following it. Here's the sea. Here's the ship that dropped the treasure chest before me on the shore. And she turned her head all around, but the antelopes were nowhere to be found. So she went back. Straight one. And she skipped faster and faster and faster. Until she saw the huge stone mask with yellow, black, and red features. Oh, there you are. Suddenly, very clearly, she saw the three antelopes in front of her, next to the daunting mask. Her very favorite antelopes. Antelopes, yes, I've found you. Look at me. Look into my eyes. I want to see you again. It's you, it's you. But in return, she got nothing. How? Antelopes, my antelopes, look at me, it's me, me! You spoke to me so sweetly yesterday. But in response, again, nothing. Ah, you have turned to stone. You are made of stone, my antelopes. My antelopes have become still and frozen. This is some kind of witchcraft, maybe a curse. How do I save all of you? How can I bring you all to life again? What should I do? Again, someone is following me, watching. The antelope ran faster and faster. And even faster. And she became so scared and woke up. Oh, it was just a dream. I was only dreaming. And my antelopes are here. You're all standing behind the golden net. But why are you all silent, looking at me with an empty gaze? Do you remember our conversation earlier? But in response, nothing. Nothing. Ah, but you are all still stone. You have all really turned to stone. I'll reverse this curse. This spell that has been put on you, I can do it. I can undo this curse because I am a hardworking antelope. And inside of me is so much strength and courage. And I'm very stubborn. I'll do it. If I want to, I'll do it. And in my heart, I feel that I need to change the pattern on the golden net. Rearrange it. I'll do whatever it takes. If it takes all night, all day, I can do it in 2 nights or 3 days or even all week. I am a stubborn antelope and I'm a very hardworking antelope and I feel inside my heart that I will undo this spell and bring you all to life again. And the antelope began to adjust the threads of the golden net. She observed each thread for a while, adjusted it here and there, and she moved each golden thread with an enormous feeling of love and diligence, so carefully. First seeing if it fits this way, then that way, then finally moving it to look at the pattern on the pink diamond from a different angle. With this intention, she thought to herself, I'll do whatever it takes to bring one antelope back to life. And then I'll bring the second one back, and then the third, just to see them again, to see their eyes, their big, beautiful, kind eyes. Oh, please. And she arranged the threads and adjusted them again and again, slid them around the diamond, studying her work. Beautiful golden threads on top of a shining diamond. And so she wouldn't be lonely or sad, she sang her song.
Oh.